Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio with my two guests this morning for the morning interview. I'm happy to have with me Isabel Johnson, who is a senior student performing in the upcoming Sitka Cirque Showcase, and Jessica Christensen. She is the board president of Friends of the Sitka Circus Arts. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you, Brooke. Thank you.
It's great to have you here this morning to talk about something festive and bright and energetic, especially on this kind of cold gray morning, which is a lot of what we get in December. So this is a perfect time for this show, which happens December. So tell us, Jessica, when is the showcase?
Sure. So our winter showcase is this Saturday, December 7th, and it's going to be at 6 o'clock. Doors open at 5:30, and it should be about a 90-minute show, so 6 to 7:30 p.m.
And it happens at the studio, but for people who aren't totally familiar with where that is, what is the address, kind of what general region?
Yeah, so the Cirque Studio is on 207 Smith Street, kind of diagonally across from Spinards and the New Archangel Dance Studio.
Okay, great. And one more detail is, how much do tickets cost and where can people get them?
So this show, tickets are $10 for adults and $5 for students or seniors. And tickets will be available at the door, but they also are available in advance. And you can find them on the Cirque website at sitkacirque.com.
Okay. And then just a little more details about what exactly a showcase is. What is this showcase?
Oh, sure. So a showcase is a seasonal event. It's this wonderful opportunity where our performance troupe members, who are youth and adult students who take classes three or more times a week, they work throughout the season. They choreograph their own piece. They choose their own equipment, choose their own music. And it's a time for them to really shine in solo and duet pieces. And yeah, so it's just an opportunity for a little highlight by each performer, and a time to display a little bit of what they've been experimenting with for a broader audience.
So these are students, it sounds like, who are working pretty hard if they're taking classes three times a week, and then adding in choreography. So there's artistry and a certain level of knowledge about what you're doing. So it's perfect we have you here, Isabel, because you are a senior performer. You're a senior at Sitka High School?
Yep.
Okay. And how long have you been doing Sitka Cirque?
I think I started pretty early on since they came here. I think since about second grade.
Second grade.
Yeah.
Okay. So a long time. Mm-hmm. So I want to talk to you a little bit about your experience so we can get a taste of what it is like to be a student and to perform on this equipment. So if you started when you were in second grade, tell us a little bit about what it was like when you began. What did you come into?
Well, it was very different when I first started Silks. They were doing an empty pool in the Hames Center, and there wasn't a lot of equipment, and there weren't a lot of people, but it was super fun, and it was still with the original teachers they have now.
Okay, and when you say it was super fun, tell us what exactly was fun about it. What were you doing?
We mostly had Silks then, and I think it was just, I loved being able to have that creative freedom, and it was very different from anything I'd ever done.
So if someone hasn't ever done Silks or seen this, how could you explain it to listeners? Describe what you're doing.
Well, the actual Silks we have are pretty huge, durable fabrics that are about 30 feet tall, and you can climb up them and roll down them and do tricks on them, and they're fairly bouncy, so they're pretty safe to do tricks and falls on.
And then that's kind of when you started. You got to climb these silk fabrics and bounce and fall, and that sounds fun for sure for a second grader. But eventually some more equipment has been added to the Sitka Cirque program. So I'm curious, what other kinds of equipments are there? What other sorts of things you do?
Mm-hmm. We also have dance trapezes, so they're pretty low to the ground. And then we also have lyras, which are the big suspended hoops that you might see.
And then over the years, there's been even more kind of peculiar equipment. There's something that you call a globe.
Mm-hmm. We do have some more specialty equipment. So we have things like a globe, which is kind of like a couple lyras welded together. And similarly, we have a cube, which is a cube-shaped lyra almost, and it was welded here in town. And then we have some other stuff. We have a rope. We have a triple trapeze, which is like three trapezes fused together almost. So we have a lot of really interesting stuff that we get to experiment on.
Well, I guess I'm going to sort of put you on the spot because I'm curious if you have a favorite piece of equipment.
I would say I definitely prefer to perform on the lyra. That's what I'm doing this showcase, although I do really like the triple trapeze, even though we haven't had it out for a while.
Okay. Well, tell us about what your performance is going to be. I'm a little bit curious about what it's like to choreograph your own piece. And do you enjoy that, or is that a challenge, or both?
I've been choreographing pieces for a while, maybe since middle school, and I think it's still kind of a challenge, but I think it's always been really fun to be able to have so much control over what I'm doing and be able to do pieces that I feel like flow really well for me and my body and that I feel good doing. And I definitely do sometimes struggle to create a really comprehensive piece with music and all my choreography falling like in time and making sense, but I do think it's really fun overall.
That's probably part of the challenge too, kind of a puzzle that you create. Mm-hmm. So this piece that you're going to be performing on Saturday, December 7th is on the lyra, and you said it's solo, so you'll be up there by yourself.
Yep.
And you choreographed it, but it's also, if I understand correctly, kind of like a sneak peek of a performance that we can also expect later in early next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this next performance coming up will be a larger performance. It'll have pieces from the weekly classes as well as the self-choreographed pieces. And I'll be performing another solo that time that should be pretty similar to this one.
Okay. Maybe I'll ask you, Jessica, a little bit about that larger. So this is a showcase that we're going to be coming out to this weekend. Mm-hmm. Get a little sneak peek of some of performances that will be at this larger performance. So that's a ways away, but let's find out what that is.
Sure. Yeah. So the show, this winter showcase is going to consist of youth, teen, and maybe a few adult members of the performance troupe. Some of the things that will be at this showcase are standalone pieces that have been made specifically for this December 7th show. And a few of the more complex pieces, like Isabel's, are being worked through and may exist in the spring show. So annually we have an enormous show. This year's theme is fairy tales, and that will be happening at the end of April and the beginning of May. So a few of the highest level students of the most complex students will be showing some of the pieces that they are going to continue to refine and potentially use as their fairy tale pieces.
Okay. So we can look forward to a larger performance in April, May.
Yeah. And that one will be, that's a studio-wide one. So that would be not only these troupe students doing solos and duets, but also youth and adults who take weekly classes doing their class-wide pieces. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're being worked out right now. I mean, I've heard a rumor that I've heard that there may be a gaggle of witches from some of the adult classes, since there's so many witches across Tales, that one is being workshopped right now. I believe there'll be a whole group of pigs and wolves from one of the kids' classes. The costumes are always really fun. The music's fun. So we will keep people informed about that.
Yes, yeah. That sounds delightful. And we'll get a taste of it on Saturday. You get to choose your own costume or design your own costume, Isabel? How does that?
Yeah, I mean, some people choose to design their own costumes. I don't think I'm quite there yet, but our studio has a giant selection of costumes that we get to choose from and sometimes mix and match our own costumes, so we have lots of beautiful stuff.
Okay, mm-hmm. Well, this sounds like so much fun and exciting for listeners to come out to and watch, but I'm guessing there are a few listeners who maybe are even interested in seeing what this is to be a student. So, Jessica, you're on the board for the Friends of the Sitka Circus Arts. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about how listeners can get involved.
Oh, of course. So, if folks are interested, and even if they're like, I've never done anything like this before, but it looks really fun, they're welcome to reach out to the studio and come by. There's a drop-in class to check out things, you know, that they'll work with you on that schedule. That is one way to support and be a part of the program. Another way is with our nonprofit. So the showcase is a fundraiser for scholarships and financial aid for youth and adult performers, and it also helps to support the equipment fund, like Isabel was talking about, some of our equipment, including things that have been welded here in town. So of course, you know, you could reach out and if you would like to sponsor a student or if you would like to contribute, we always welcome that. We have a group of students fundraising right now to go to Las Vegas to go to circus school there. And Isabel was actually part of the inaugural group that did that last year. So that's another great way to be involved. But honestly, the best way to be involved is to come be a part of the audience, you know, spend your dark winter evening with a group of people enthusiastically cheering on the performers. They really thrive on it. So coming on Saturday is a fantastic way to be involved.
I love it. Sounds great. And that'll be Saturday, December 7th, 6 p.m. at the studio, 207 Smith Street. But the doors open at 5:30.
Yes.
Great. Well, Jessica Christensen is the board president of the Friends of Sitka Circus Arts, and Isabel Johnson is a senior student, and she is performing in the upcoming Sitka Cirque Showcase this Saturday, December 7th. Thank you both for coming in this morning and chatting.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.